Well, from the forested northeast, we go to the parched west, currently suffering from a severe drought. And as Mark Seth Lender observed in southern Arizona, summer heat is making things extremely hard for some wildlife.
Driving down from Madera Canyon, the land opens its mouth. Saw-toothed mountains in the distance are the teeth, broken and chipped in the maw of an ancient beast, and the hot, sweet breath of him. It sucked the moisture out of here a long time ago. The mouth can no longer close. The palate of the land exposed is chafed and raw. A last meal clings there. Lesser hills, spent volcanic cones. They are the desiccated corpses, a race of giant and giantess, weathering, all but worn away. Dust blows. It hurts to inhale. The quest for water is everything. At night, when the air is utterly still and the birds sleep, the insects begin. Desert flowers open to their song. And by that scent and sound, the bats are stirred to wakefulness. They yawn, then stretch their membranous wings, seeking the food that bloom and pollinator provide. But it is thirst, thirst that rules the land. Open-mouthed, the bats fly out from their hidden perches and caves in the ground, parched and persistently seeking. Above the din of odors and the roar of edible things, the vital element calls. A pool in the desert, rare and lustrous and of value second only to breathing. A narrow place, a small place and shallow in the dark, and the water is sweet and waiting. Months, if not years, it took to find, many intolerable nights and burning days of searching. Having found, they will visit like a shrine. Dipping and sipping, they come, aligned for the longest angle of glide, for the sureness of scooping and rising. Nectar bats, the length of their pink tongues extended as far as they will go. Pallid bats, tall ears cupping sound as their mouths cup water. Free tails, the wingtips like twin oars splashing and spraying, and water dripping from their chins. A moth dives for cover, preferring the risk of drowning to the risk of bats in the air. The bats ignore her. They are of one mind and one purpose only, to drink and drink and drink. South and west of Madera, out in the Sonoran Desert on the flat of the land and the flank of the hills, saguaros stand. They march on the mountain until the scree defeats them, too steep even for saguaro to root and hold. It is not their cactus thorns or their outstretched arms that makes them brave. Their very presence is a heroic thing, that any green thrives in all this emptiness of land, of fractured stones, of turbulent sand-blown sky. At 110, they prosper. White and yellow flowers, red ripe fruit, split open in the sun. At 120 in the shade, what then?
Mark Seth Lender was able to photograph bats drinking in pitch dark using Bill Forbes' Phototrap. To see the pictures, flutter on over to our website, loe.org.